Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line, Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa. This time, we're talking about the Boulevard Mall changing hands once again. Brian, thanks for joining us. Douglas Jamal agreeing to sell the Boulevard Mall to Benderson Development. Been talking many times over the years about the future of this property. When did you learn of this, and what do you make of this latest development for a big property in the town of Amherst?
Good morning. But there's been a lot of conversations about how a project would come together between the town and all the developers and all the property owners involved. I'm not shocked that this happened. I think that at the end of the day, some of these projects, especially a big complicated project like this, is a little bit easier to do when there's a single landowner working with the town instead of multiple property interests. So we're kind of, waiting to take some next steps now with Benderson Development.
Is this kind of like starting over now for the site, Brian?
No. Benderson Development's been part of all the discussions from pretty much from the start. When we started working with Douglas, we were also working with Benderson. I think at the end of the day, the project being here at Amherst probably makes sense for Benderson to take on. They have a lot of properties right up the road. They've done significant projects in that corridor. So, for us now, what we're doing is really just getting ready to sort of finish up the language of an agreement. And being that that's Benderson Development, my thoughts are we'll probably work in a pretty smooth fashion.
If you could do this simply, which might be tough, who owned what on this Boulevard Mall property?
So Douglas owned the majority of the mall, did not own the Macy's, the old Macy's men's shop on the front of the mall. That was Benderson. Benderson also owned the BAC. JCPenney's owns its own building, and Firestone owns its own building. And then Benderson also owned the lease on the old Sears building.
Will you need to go through eminent domain for some of these properties?
Yeah, we're still, the town's still planning on the same track we were, albeit, it'll be with one developer instead of two. Again, we have some finishing touches to work out, but I don't see this as a setback. I think Douglas certainly has a lot of interest in the city and in the area, and Benderson, is an enormous developer in Western New York, but has a little bit more concentrated, capacity in that corridor and in the town.
So as far as you know, all these plans kind of remain the same in terms of turning this mall into a quote-unquote lifestyle or town center?
Yes, I suspect that you'll see some joint announcements in the not-too-distant future between the town and the Benderson Development. Obviously, we have a history of working with Benderson, so those are those are conversations that we've been having and will continue to have right to the point where we've got something to announce.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you look at the property now, though, it still looks a lot like it did 20, 30 years ago, you know, with the mall footprint still there. There's a lot of work that has to be done with this, even if it is easier with just one developer owning most of the property. What kind of timeline are we looking at for such a big project?
You know, I think that'll largely be up to Benderson's development to sort of dictate, you know, what how fast they think they could go. For the town, you know, the town's ready to move forward at any time. There's, you know, obviously a lot, as you said, that has to happen. You know, just when you look at the site, you know, that mall's been fairly vacant for about a decade. And for the past 8 years since it went into receivership in 2017, we, as a town, have been trying to figure out how to jumpstart something different. So it's gone through some manifestations, went out of receivership into an auction, was purchased at auction by Douglas Development. Well, was purchased at auction by Sinatra and Forest City and then sold to Douglas Development. But Douglas Development had control of it now for a while, and I think the issues that we've run into with some of the ghost leases and some of the legacy stuff has been pretty difficult to get through, and I would imagine that if you look at any mall, that's the case, but you know, we think we've done a pretty good job of doing what the town can to help get the development community out from underneath some of the constraints, and you know, we know we're in a position to kind of help somebody take that next step. So you know, we'll see, you know, in the next couple of weeks we'll have more conversations with Benderson Development. They're a wonderful investment partner in Amherst. We have had a lot of successful projects. UB Annex was one that when they finally got control of it, went very quickly. Our hope is that something similar will happen here.
Brian, how soon do you think it'll take to close on this deal? And what kind of a revised timeline do you think you're looking at?
I'm hoping that Benderson will still have the ability to get into demolition in 27. For us right now, obviously, we're in the look coming into the last quarter of a year. So I would imagine that, you know, they might not see it, you know, immediately, but if we can reach an agreement in the near future, then, you know, that's that, you know, signs still point to moving. Like I said, I look at the UB Annex as an example property that was a difficult property in the town of Amherst. But that company was able to move through it, and the town had infrastructure work that the town stepped up and did in order to enable some of that development and redevelopment to happen. And so, and I would think that we're in a similar spot here. Again, you know, the next few weeks should tell a story about that.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more. Brian, thanks so much for being on with us once again. Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor, talking about the Boulevard Mall. Douglas Jamal agreeing to sell the mall to Benderson Development.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.